Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Hey, produce people, welcome to the first episode of the 2024 Global Fresh Series. Happy New Year! Today is January 24th, 2024. That's a lot of 24s. I am your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from Long Beach, California. We are excited to have you back to kick off the first episode of 2024. We are off to an exciting year with more interesting guests and announcing our new sponsors of the show. Today, Patrick Kelly is joining me to recap the top 2023 trends affecting agriculture. But before we get started, a few announcements. On the international front, in just 2 weeks, the Produce Industry Podcast will be in Berlin, Germany at Fruit Logistica, February 7th through the 9th, 2024. We are excited to meet our sponsors at the show and visit many of the people who we did podcasts with last year. If you are interested in having us visit your booth, reach out and let's book a time to meet. Love to meet all of you. On the home front, mark your calendar for this year's first virtual networking event, Thursday, February 1st, 2024 at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with Golden Star Citrus as our sponsor. And further out in February, mark your calendars for February 29th at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You won't want to miss this virtual networking event as we present a special guest, Robert Gunter, founder of Breakthrough 365. And speaking of networking events, our first in-person networking event will take place in March in Tampa, Florida at the SCPC Expo. 100 VIP guests will be joining us for a few hours on an exclusive yacht tour cruise. A few sponsorship spots are still available. Contact us for more details. And a big thank you to our newest sponsor of the Global Fresh Series, proudly Canadian, Peak of the Market, located in Winnipeg, Canada, supplying produce aisles with the freshest, highest quality product. Let's get started with the show. My guest does not need an introduction. We all know Patrick Kelly as founder of the Produce Industry Podcast. He has joined me to kick off the year with the first of many market reports that will be given to highlight top international trends in the produce community. Today, Patrick and I will discuss the top 2023 produce trends. Normally at this stage of the podcast, I give some background information on my guest, but Patrick is well recognized in the produce community and, as the founder of the Produce Industry Podcast, has grown the show into a highly successful platform that is more than just a podcast, connecting the produce community at all levels of the supply chain. I'm really excited to share the mic with him today. Hey, Patrick, welcome to the Global Fresh Series. So
Juanita,
excited to have you here.
I am so excited that, you know, the Global Series is, it was always on the bucket list of things to do. And I am just, I'm excited to have you as the host. I'm excited that I get to be your guest today. You know, that's what I'm most excited about, seriously. And it's great to be here. It's great to talk about the global market, the global economy, as we say, because, you know, a lot of produce is imported. It's exported. And many things happen around the world.
Absolutely. And this is really appropriate because I started my first podcast last year right after Fruit Logistica, and it was with a gentleman, Costin Ray of Fruit Logistica. And here we are again, 1 year later, getting ready to go to Fruit Logistica. So really excited that I will be there with the Produce Industry Podcast representing Global Fresh Series, February 7th through the 9th in Berlin. And we're going to be stopping by our sponsors' booths and meeting other new people as well.
Let's be real. You're going to have some fun. That's what you're going to be.
Oh, it's a blast.
Like stop with the business stuff. You're going to be having a lot of fun. Yes, business is conducted, but you know, you got to go back to, you know, when we did your first interview back when you went to Fruit Logistica the year before that. And then we had you come back and do the Fruit Logistica recap. Remember?
I mean, right.
you really told me what Fruit Logistica was. And, you know, I've never been. So I am so happy that you're going. I'm so happy that you're representing the Global Fresh series. And telling you, it just makes me extremely humbled and happy and excited to see that we are covering all things produce. And we're in over 91 countries. So it just makes perfect sense that you're there.
Not only that, but I think what's going to be even more exciting, some of the people that have been on the podcast where I'm syncing the time zones, you know, I'm interviewing people in Europe between 4 and 5 o'clock their time. We're at 7 and 8 a.m. here in California, and it's working. It's great. And we're doing it through Zoom. And now for the first time, I'm going to be meeting these people in person. We've already set up meetings. And so it's just going to grow from there.
And how cool is that? I mean, how cool is that? And I think that as we develop, you know, everyone, it takes time. Okay. And that's what I wanted to say. When Juanita asked me, she's like, hey, why don't we do an episode together in the Global Fresh series? You know, I kind of started thinking about this, and you were like, hey, I've got some ideas, you know, what we're excited about, you know, some market updates and market reports. And I was totally on board with it. And I was like, let's do this. And as I always say, let's do it together, right? Let's do it together.
More fun together.
There's always more fun together. So let's give our listeners, you know, what we're doing today. So that way they can get right into it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be presenting weekly market reports on a global basis, the Global Fresh Series. You're going to find we're going to be choosing certain things that are happening in the world, because what happens in South America or Morocco with the citrus exports reverberates to other parts of the world as well. So let's talk today about what happened in 2023. What were some of these big produce trends that affected, reverberate throughout the entire world? And first and foremost was climate change. I mean, it was huge in 2023. 2023 was reported to be the hottest on record by a significant margin, and probably the world's warmest in the past 100,000 years, according to the European Union's Climate Agency. I mean, that's huge. Can you imagine? I mean, everywhere, crops are greatly affected, either not only with volume and pack out, but also with the crops sometimes were delayed in being able to be harvested and shipped out.
Juanita, what's so funny is, and not funny, I don't mean to say it like this about global warming. My wife, Renee, you know, Renee, you've been with us a few times. You know, Renee and I were having dinner the other night, and she's like, babe, global warming, do you know how this is? You know, do you know how what's affecting it? She's like, it's not just the polar ice caps melting. I'm like, go on, love. I'm like, I know. And she started talking because she was watching this documentary the other day about, you know, methane gas and how cows are really, right, cows, and how they're stacked up together and they fart and they create all this methane gas. And a lot of that is having to do with global warming, because they're cutting down the rainforest and they're putting in these cattle farms for beef.
Exactly.
And it's creating.
Or in Indonesia, it has to do with the palm oil plantations.
See? So it's not just, again, people say global warming, it isn't real. There's a lot more to global warming. And again, weather is part of it. Crops are part of it. Cutting down trees are part of it. There's a lot more that goes into it. So I'm really glad you brought up climate change, not just global warming, but climate change as a whole, Juanita.
Yeah. Well, Patrick, could you kind of take a guess as to which are the 5 major California crops that are in threat with climate change?
Uh-oh.
I'm giving you a little test here.
Let me think. Cause you know, I'm in citrus, and I would say not citrus. Cause I think that we are very, my wife said as well, she goes, can you believe that, you know, the meat department allows for, you know, bacteria, but the produce department doesn't. And I think that on some things, I'm going to guess, based on what I've seen in the Central Valley and what crops are near dairy farms, and ethanol, maybe corn.
Yeah, you're right. That's one of them.
Okay, that's all I have. I don't know the other ones. Okay. I'll be real. I just guessed.
They're quite interesting because they're all very different to one another. For example, wheat, peaches, coffee, corn, and almonds. These are the five major crops in California that are under the most threat with climate change.
Wow. See, I wouldn't have guessed.
That's why I wanted to bring it up. I found that quite interesting as well. And we've been really lock in step with talking to many of our hosts about what's going on within their industry. And so, for example, back a few episodes, we had Michele Melillo of Sunworld, who talked about
episode.
How they're developing new grape varieties that are going to be growing in tropical climates now. And that really surprised me because I always thought grapes would be very susceptible to mold in areas of tropical heat. You know, there's a lot of humidity there. But he said, no, that's they're going after these tropical areas to grow some of these new varieties.
Wow. Well, shout out to our buddy, John Pandel. Pandel, if you have any comments on that, we'd love to know your side of the grape varieties and growing new varieties of grape. Because John also joins a lot of those international trade groups that have to do with grapes and importation of grapes and growing grapes. So, John, if you're listening, send us a note, buddy. We want to know more.
And I just had a very interesting host, our guest, that is working on his thesis for bees and the collapse of the bee colonies, which again is greatly affected by climate change. I think this is what's so wonderful about our podcast is that we're right in tune with the trends and what is happening worldwide in the agriculture sector.
I love it. Well, I mean, I know next we talked a little bit about, you know, you speak of climate change, but what about sustainability? I know that some of our partners on the podcast, including, you know, Sevrend and others, they're really key on sustainability, Juanita. And I know that is a very big key trend moving into the future is sustainability.
Well, leading up to that, in 2023, the two major events that happened that really is putting an emphasis on sustainability and also with consumers pushing this were the two outbreaks. We had a Listeria outbreak with peaches, nectarines, and plums. And most of this product was sold at most of the national retail chains. And then later on, we had a Salmonella outbreak with cantaloupes. So it's made consumers hypervigilant about the source of their food and then reinforcing the need for fresh produce traceability, which is expected to reach a value of $38 billion by 2029.
Holy cow. And not like global warming cow. That's like holy cow. not that. That's crazy. That is right. Just, you know, crazy, insane, I would say. You know, sustainability is one thing that, you know, even within organizations, you know, how many times do I talk about it with you about sustaining the business model, right? Everything is about sustainability in your crops, sustainability with water. We went to the Dominican Republic this year and we even saw that water was such a scarce resource. And what were they doing? They were building water infrastructures to create sustainable water infrastructures for these towns. Sustainability means so much more. Yeah, it's like those transformers. They're more than meets the eye, right? There's more to it. Sustainability is like a family tree. You know, you got the sustainability grandmother in check, and then it all just kind of, you know, filters out and what it can be in all the different areas or all the different branches of sustainability.
Yeah, and if you've noticed too, a lot of products are beginning to market the items by how sustainable the product is, not from the packaging, but the sourcing, the supply chain. And that's a big driving factor for consumers today.
I love it. And it's sustainability. Now, before we get into the next two, because I know we've got a couple more to talk about, that I say, let's take a quick break.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. And then let's get back to talking about some market updates.
Perfect. This is a great time to hear from our sponsor and those relationships in the produce and supply industry.
JGLC, the place to be, a third-generation, family-owned and operated asset-based company. Throughout their 60 years in business, integrity, reliability, and loyalty to their customers has remained their top priority. JGLC guarantees 24/7 communication with your personal logistics coordinator. They offer competitive pricing without sacrificing services. They operate throughout the United States and Canada. JGLC's customers count on them for dependability and dedication carried out on every order, every time. 60 years of service for all your trucking needs. Visit them at jglc.com for your custom quote. Welcome back, everyone. I am so excited that I get to welcome you back on the Global Fresh series. This is my first time being on the show with Juanita. So shout out to our dynamite sponsors here at the podcast, creating dynamite content and creating dynamite relationships. So Juanita, thank you for having me.
Oh, this is a pleasure. We're always having fun, Patrick. No matter who we are.
I love that you let me welcome us back on your show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. We're going back and forth. But getting into it, let's keep going with this because we want to give our listeners this bite-sized action before maybe they get to work, before they're getting on the tractor, maybe before they're getting on a plane, or if they're going into the busy sales day. So, we talked about climate change. We talked about sustainability. And these are obviously things that were related to 2020, right? Produce trends.
Right. Those are the top.
But next, we've got something that is relatable, which is packaging. So why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about the packaging related to sustainability?
Yes, it definitely is related, in that companies now are making environmentally material choices while reducing material that are harmful to the environment and enhancing the shelf life. So that's another marketing item, is that brands that are adapting to packaging that reduce waste, minimizing the use of non-renewable sources while lowering the carbon footprint of their products, are having a competitive edge. And that's another thing that they're being able to broadcast out to not only retailers, but consumers as well. And we heard that. We had a great podcast with Yasa Packaging Company of the Netherlands. Jo Somford, the CCO, spoke about what their company is doing to produce more sustainable packaging. And then we also had Christelle Bertrand of the French company Bluewell, and she's touched on sustainable issues, which are, I think, a little bit more heightened in Europe than in the US, but we're getting there. I mean, I never thought I would start seeing people separating out bottles and plastic here, but it's happening. And lastly, we had just the most recent, you had Jordan Grieg of Ambrosia Bags, and he has some very unique bags that are made of linen that consumers can purchase that extend the shelf life of produce. So again, it's really interesting how we've really pulled in people that are aligned with many of these things that are happening, that were big trends, not only in 2023, but I think they're going to carry on through 2024 and further out as other trends evolve as well.
Well, let's not forget our, title packaging sponsor, which is Sevrend, which they have the bio-able solutions. They've got biodegradable bags. I traveled out to the Metro St. Louis area. I've done it now 2 years in a row. And I got to go meet with a couple of the Sevrend employees and got to go up to the Cohokie Mounds, which these mounds were built by settlers, thousands and thousands of years ago. But if you look across the way, they call something called Trash Mound. Trash Mound is now completely, overtaken the scenery of Cohokie Mound, because now you see that we're just throwing trash into the earth and we can't bury it anymore. Sevrend has an initiative to have a sustainable product, be sustainable in their organization, and really work on materials that are sustainable. So one thing, if you go to the Sevrend facility, shout out to Mark Hoppenjams, we were looking at this, plastic bag that they actually put outside, and they put it in this area where they're watching and seeing how long it takes to degrade over time. Now, it's on their facility. It's in a containment area. So it's not just, they just didn't throw trash everywhere. Mm-hmm. But they're watching to see how long it takes for this
to decompose.
Yes. And, wow. And I think it's amazing to me, because they're trying to figure out how to be better as an organization, because they do sell plastic, right? Mm-hmm. They do sell netted bags, but what they're doing on the backside is the research to be sustainable. And I think that's what's most important, is they have that ethic, right? To say, we're going to do what's right for the globe. And shout out to Sevrend, because I love their initiative on becoming more sustainable as an organization.
Yeah, and you're seeing that with more and more organizations, actually it's the consumer pushing that as well.
True. And the same thing with Jordan, talking to Jordan mm-hmm. on his bags. Now, this is a consumer bag, everyone. I really encourage you to go listen to that episode, because guess what? When we talk about this, when you get home and you have your, you're in a clamshell, or you're in a plastic, you know, you have it in a plastic, you know, bag from the grocery store, you take that out of those plastic bags and you put it in this linen bag. And that's what's so cool. So episode 374, everybody, innovative refrigerated linen bags by Ambrosia. Check it out, because it'll change the way that you put produce in your refrigerator.
And he had different bags for different types of produce, depending on how to ripen. Which
cool,
I thought was really cool. He had
that?
Bags for greens, and he had bags for mushrooms.
I know.
So he had separate bags for strawberries, because they're very different in the way they ripen. And you don't want moisture on the strawberries or the mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. So what's next? Like, if my taste buds, I can feel them tingling at this point. What's next, do you think? I mean, for my taste buds.
Avocados continue to excite people and lead the way in produce consumption. There's just no end. There is no end to this fruit. It's just going strong as ever. But mangoes are beginning to emerge as the next avocado. And if you take a look at mangoes, they're very similar to the avocado story. People at first didn't know really how to choose an avocado. How do you eat it? Different things there that they just need to learn. Very similar to mangoes.
Wow, that's really cool.
And
shout out to our buddy
right?
Perez, right?
Right. And you've had him on some of the programs discussing his mango.
He's the mango king. And he's also the chairman of the Mango Association, everyone, the National Mango Board. So, you know, shout out to Continental Fresh and their initiative for fresh water, and, you know, being a sponsor of the Produce Industry Podcast.
So we've got some exciting people that have all followed along these trends. And the last one that I have here is data. Companies are going to be relying more on data to manage their business. And it's all the way from crop-specific data for water and fertilizer usage to Nielsen and market data. This has become, they're really going to start honing in their skills, and it's going to help them decide, you know, where they need to put their resources and help their bottom line.
You know, I was just speaking to a woman the other day, owned her own business, and she was talking about, you know, creating, you know, retail strategies and toolkits. But it's very interesting about data, because everybody thinks you have to have data, you have to have data, you have to have data. Yes, you do. But key decision makers only need so much data to make the right educated decision. So again, as a grower, packer, shipper, maybe you need weather and updates on, you know, where pricing
volume
might be,
mm-hmm.
or volume, right? And if you are a packaging company, maybe you need data on how many 10-4s or clamshells are being moved in, you know, the retail space. You don't need all of it. You just need
relevant
the right, right? It's almost mm-hmm. like verticals, right? You need the right vertical for your, I would say, specific category.
Yeah, and speaking of data, that's what we're specializing in here as well, right, Patrick?
Oh, of course. I mean,
metrics.
One thing I'm going to tell you is that everybody should be able to provide you with data. With Google Analytics now that you can purchase, you know, even for our podcast, Juanita, we're able to provide metrics that show you how many countries we're in, who listened. Now, we can't give some of those minute details to you, because that, you know, goes against confidentiality, but we are able to see the metrics and we can tell you, hey, this is how many people listen. I mean, listen, I'm going to be real with everybody. I just looked at our stats the other day, and some people are like, oh my God, you've got, you know, so many downloads. Listen, you know, last week on Sunday, we only had 53 downloads, and I'm okay to say that, because I want you to know that that's the truth. You know, I want you to know that yes, 53 people out of their day on Sunday decided to download the Produce Industry Podcast. That is amazing. Then jumping to Monday, having 2,800 downloads on Monday. So yeah. it does make a difference. But what it does, it shows the truth of what is happening and what countries are listening, who's listening. Mm-hmm. And then it gets granular of why they're listening. Because when you can see which countries, even those 53 people that downloaded, and I'm not going to tell you now, Juanita, but we'll save it for, you know, and data
another podcast,
right? But think about it. Those 53 people, you should see the countries that listened. It wasn't just the U.S. It was other countries that were listening on that Sunday. So I want you to think about that and how that makes a difference, whether it's 53 downloads or 20,000 downloads. It's all about who consumed that information at
and
the
what they were interested in, right?
When they needed it.
Yeah. And Patrick, could you tell us from the time we started the Global Fresh series to now, what has our increase in listenership been with different, you know, all these different countries?
It's been, so when we first started, it was over a year ago, we were at 72 countries worldwide. Now we are at 91 countries. So since we started the Global Fresh series, we have picked up that many more listeners, 19 new countries since we started the Global Fresh series. And what I'm also going to give you a shout out on is we have increased our women listeners by almost 30%, meaning that women decision makers, women in the produce and supply chain industry are loving what you have going on, Juanita.
Well, it's been an exciting year, and I'm looking forward to another great year with more interesting guests. And you joining me again as well, Patrick.
Thank you. No, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Juanita. I love it. I appreciate you having me on your show.
It's been a pleasure. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you in the fields and on the horizon.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.